What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from the Northern Kia Studios. John Friggy with you on this Sunday. Got a big game tonight. Catholics Convicts live on 92.9 The Game, 7:30. If you're in from Virginia or South Carolina, welcome to Atlanta. Hope you enjoy the game today. 3 o'clock kick. Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We welcome into the program Abe Gordon. Abe is my co-host on College Football Game Time, and we're going to react to everything we saw. Boy, do we have a lot to react to. Abe, it was everything that we thought and everything that we could not have expected at the same time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, it's one of those things, John, where we cover the sport, we watch sport so much, and sometimes we feel like we know what we're talking about, and then a day like yesterday comes around, and sometimes you feel like you're watching teams and didn't pay attention to the offseason and just fell into traps. And for some of those games yesterday, kind of felt that way, but some fascinating results. And the other interesting thing is it one team's good? Is it one team's bad? Is it combo of both? It's so simple to overreact one way or the other when the one game sample size really doesn't give us the details we need.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remind everybody, it's sort of like last year in week two, Notre Dame hosted Northern Illinois and lost at home to Northern Illinois. And, of course, Notre Dame ended up in the national title game. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean we can't glean some things from week one, okay? One of the things that we can glean from week one is that Arch Manning is going to have to grow into the role, because that was probably the two biggest stage for him. At the same time, I think Ohio State's defense really frustrated Texas. And so here you go with, You know, another win for Ohio. Look, say what you like about Ohio State, Abe. Fact of the matter is, they just keep winning except for Michigan. They keep winning all the big games.
Yeah, and people are going to ask the same question they have been. I know our buddy Garrett Chapman's already asking it about Sark and his ability to win the big game. Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, and I was pretty confident in Arch Manning. I had questions, and you and I talked about it. What's around Arch Manning? That was my concern. What's the offensive line look like? What's the offensive playmakers, the wide receivers look like? Can they run the ball? And I think it all added up to too much on Arch, and it just wasn't there. And I think, as you mentioned, give it time to play itself out. He's got a couple of cupcakes here. They'll figure it out. They'll get the offense on the same page. But it was not the sort of performance I expected from either offense, if we're going to be fair. I thought that Ohio State was held in check pretty well also. And so I did not expect 14-7 in that affair. But look, Arch Manning, I mean, you're midway through the second quarter and you see the Heisman odds change. You see the number one draft pick odds change. And it's like, all right, give a guy a little bit of time. We've seen some quarterbacks who've had rough goes and develop into something. I still think Arch is very good. I do not have a concern there. But it wasn't going to come naturally. It wasn't going to come immediately. And I think we've learned that yesterday.
And by the way, who's to say that those two that met in the semifinals last year won't meet again in the semifinals or the final championship game again this year? So it's a really a wait-and-see approach about Texas and Ohio State here in terms of, you know, when we see them play other teams besides themselves. Alabama's a different story, Abe. I think we now have a big enough sample size of Kalen DeBoer to know this is not Nick Saban's Alabama. 9-5 for Kalen DeBoer since he took over in Tuscaloosa. I don't know how good Florida State is. It's certainly, you know, I tweeted out that they've entered the chat in the ACC. But Alabama just looked disorganized, and Ty Simpson looked like he was out of sync. And I never got a sense, even when they scored, you know, they got that lucky kind of break or two in the second half and they cut it to a one-score game. I still never thought Alabama was winning. Did you?
No, I didn't. I'm not sure what was going on with Ryan Williams yesterday. But his disappearing act, and I'm talking about before the concussion, of course, really cost Ty Simpson. And Ty Simpson had to lean incredibly heavy on Bernard, who's a guy I think is very overlooked. And we've talked about him. But he couldn't do it on his own. They didn't get enough in the run game. They didn't get enough from Simpson. And there was the expectation that Simpson and this offense was ready to roll. They got the new OC Grubb in there, and they've got the quarterback that can run their set, and it fell completely flat. And like you said, I just don't know if this is about Alabama not being there. There's also potential that miraculously Florida State does undergo a one-year turnaround, and you got a guy like Castellanos that's going to come in, talk that talk, and then back it up with the play. You know, you and I both know who Jalen Lucas is, John, you know, from his explosive days at Indiana. And I think he had that 60 or whatever it was yard reception tackled down at the 4 or 5 yard line, completely put Alabama on the heels for the rest of the game. It was an explosive play we didn't get from DJU and anyone at Florida State a year ago. This is a different Florida State offense. They're going to fight because Castellanos gives them that mindset. And they got some playmakers around them. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what sort of bounce back this is. And that's why I say we're so stuck on this sample size, because I don't know if this is about a disaster for Alabama or if it's some sort of miraculous comeback you know, jump into the contendership discussion in the ACC for Florida State. But I will say this. DeBoer has got to figure it out very quickly. I know the buyout, $70 million, John. But they are asking so many questions right now, and I just don't know what answers there are.
You know, I didn't expect, 14-7 Texas-Ohio State. I really did not expect 17-10 LSU. That one actually really caught me off guard for the reason, Abe Gordon, that LSU's defense has been, I think, fair to say, suspect over the last 5, 6, 7 years. And Clemson at home with Kate Klubnik, that they only got 10, and then boy, the last play, the fourth down play with, you know, in the final minute when they were, you know, moving to possibly tie the game and send it to overtime, which is totally blown up, and you call timeout, and that's the play you run, and it's, oh my God, it was just a disaster for Clemson.
Yeah, I was wrong about this one, real wrong. I've been very high on Clemson, but more specifically very high on Cade Klubnik, and there was just nothing there. And a lot of it has to do with an offensive line, or more so the Clemson defensive line. This is a pass rush that, like you said, we have not seen from Clemson or from LSU in a while. And I think the expectation was that they'd be able to do some things on offense, even if they didn't necessarily show it yesterday against a very good, possibly elite Clemson defense. But the fact that LSU now has a defense to go with Garrett Nussmeier, to go with what is maybe the beginning stages of a run game, it's dangerous for the SEC. And if you remember, John, during our show, you asked me who's the underrated SEC team, and I gave you LSU, even though I thought they were going to drop one to Clemson. I just think that they're a team that if they have that defense and if they can maintain that level of performance, the offense is going to follow. Nussmeier is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. They're going to have playmakers. I think we saw a little bit of that yesterday. They're going to be a team to reckon with. In my opinion, they have now taken Alabama's place in that discussion of who maybe that third SEC team could be, fourth SEC team.
Right. At the moment, I said to open the show, I think if you're Auburn, you can walk around at the moment saying, I think we got the best team in the state. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they do. And so this will be really fascinating to watch play out here. Abe Gordon, my co-host on College Football Game Time, again, trying to digest here on a Sunday morning everything we've seen. There's still a couple of games to be played here tonight and tomorrow before we won't get the new rankings until Tuesday. I can pretty much tell you right now, Ohio State will go to number one. We're talking about the SEC right now. We're going to get into the Big Ten in the next segment with Abe and the rest of the nation here. But Georgia's going to move up too. And I think what we saw with Georgia, I know that Marshall's no good. I mean, they have a great program, obviously. They produce great NFL talent out of there, you know, in Huntington. But this current Marshall team isn't very good. But Georgia did what it needed to do, and it got kind of comfortable. And, you know, they had the luxury of doing that. It certainly helped that they, you know, they wanted to get off to a fast start. They got off to a fast start. They were allowed, you know, Gunnar Stockton to get kind of settled in. Receivers caught the ball. They ran the ball. They blocked and tackled, and they won easily. So, as expected. Didn't cover, though, interestingly enough. But I think Georgia is now looking ahead, and suddenly I mentioned, you know, and Abe, I want you to react to what you saw from Georgia. I think the fans will settle down a little bit about some of the questions they have. But those big games against Alabama and Texas now suddenly aren't – they're still big, don't get me wrong, but they're not the – I think they've lost a little bit of luster.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I think Texas and Arch Manning, it'll take one game for them to showcase something, and then you're looking at them again the same way you have been. I thought that was the defense in Texas that did a great job holding down Ohio State at the same time. And so I think Texas is still worthy, and Alabama's a much bigger question in my mind. Look, Georgia, I would say Ole Miss, Florida, to a different extent, Tennessee, these programs all did what they were supposed to do, and which is dominate and handle lesser competition. And obviously Tennessee had a much tougher game there in Syracuse, but you liked what you saw. You wanted to see a little bit of a run game. You wanted to see the offense start fast, stuff like that. And you saw that for the Georgia Bulldogs. I also think you saw Gunnar Stockton, and specifically the athleticism and an angle of that Georgia offense that you have not had in recent seasons. And I think that is something to be excited about as you enter a tougher stretch.
Yeah, so it's going to be fascinating to me because I think that, you know, you write epitaphs, right? Because everybody's writing right now the tombstone for the Alabama program. You see it all over X. You know, oh, you guys used to be Alabama. You know, you're dead in the water. I don't know, maybe they are. You know, it's a tough situation because you don't want to get on the wheel of coaches. You mentioned the buyout is, you know, Jimbo Fisher redonkulous. And so Alabama's got a lot to try to figure out here. But for Georgia, those are the, you know, folks who had written Georgia off as, you know, after last year, saying, you know, Georgia's never going to be, you know, an unbeaten, you know, superpower anymore. Again, right now, I think what you saw yesterday was the beginning of the possibility that they are the best team in the SEC, and that's all you got to be, and that they could possibly make it into, you know, the number one seed in the playoffs. So I think Georgia's going to be fine here, and we'll find out when they get to some of those big games. You mentioned Tennessee. There was a lot to like, you know. By the way, if I can, Abe, just for a second, you Tennessee fans out there, if you missed it late last night, your guy, Nico Iamaliava, man, he was bad. Oh, my God, was he bad. He goes to UCLA, takes a $1.3 million NIL haircut, throws for 130 yards, gets picked off a couple of times, and gets just destroyed at home by Utah. Jeez. All right, you don't have to react to that, Abe. Tennessee, you know, a lot of people said, you know, hey, yes, last year was Pete Kuipil. That was a pretty solid win for them. I think Syracuse might be a pretty good club, and so they showed, I think, that they can be a bit of a handful.
Yeah, I think the question for me is about the quarterback, Joey Aguilar, and he looked very good yesterday, and the questions are going to remain until they enter SEC play and face some better quality opponents as well. But the question was, is this guy good enough? Coming from App State, coming from JUCO, coming, it's kind of from UCLA, was he going to be good enough for this team? And the answer yesterday, at least, was that he will be. And so I'm fascinated to see how they continue to play forward, because this is a Tennessee team that has been completely overlooked in the discussion. We talked about LSU and Alabama and Georgia and South Carolina, and we go down the list. No one's really talking about Tennessee, but they start the season in the top 25. They're probably going to take a little smidge forward in terms of the rankings as well. This is an overlooked team that maybe they can't win the SEC, but they can wreak havoc throughout the conference. And I wouldn't want to overlook them. And they played a very strong game with some explosive performances yesterday.
All right. What do you expect, Abe Gordon, today? Let's take a quick peek in 90 seconds or so. South Carolina fans have to they're obviously nervous. They're playing Virginia Tech, 3:00, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But they also have to kind of see an opening, because if you're a South Carolina fan, you were watching that Clemson game last night. We can beat these guys. So South Carolina is starting to see a little bit of a crack, at least at the beginning before they take a snap, of saying, hey, listen, can we go out there and do what we did last year, and could we get into the playoff and be the best team in the state?
Yeah, I think right now South Carolina shouldn't be worrying about Clemson. They need to make sure that they're on point today. Virginia Tech is definitely a challenge and a threat. I don't think they're the greatest team in the ACC, but if you're not fully focused, I think they can get you. And Kyren Drones is a dangerous, dangerous quarterback. I'm interested to see what the South Carolina squad does for an encore. I was very impressed a year ago with Lenora Sellers and what they were able to do, and I'm not entirely sure that I buy them being able to repeat that. But I do think they get the win today. And you're right. I think it's an opportunity to serve notice. I think, notice a little bit yesterday as well. Now it's South Carolina's turn. We're going to be in this running in the SEC. Don't overlook us.
Abe Gordon is going to stay with us. We're going to do another segment with him. We're going to talk about Notre Dame-Miami tonight, Catholics versus Convicts, a game you can hear live beginning at 7:30 tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we'll touch on the Big Ten and the rest of the nation and the reaction to the week one of college football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.